Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley of Certified Angus Beef. Back with Mark in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Day two with Mark McCulley of Certified Angus Beef, talking today about one of the superstars when it comes to the Certified Angus Beef program and the Angus breed itself, the Black Angus cow.
Absolutely. I kind of like to refer to her as the unsung hero of the Certified Angus Beef brand success story. We talk a lot about carcass merit and the importance of carcass merit from the brand and the end product standpoint, and that's absolutely true. But that had to be done in a productive, efficient way back out on the farms and ranches. And that Angus cow that was able to breed back and go bring in a heavy calf and mother that calf up and do a great job and still produce a calf that could go on to the next level and grow fast and efficient in the feed yard and be able to then produce that high-valued carcass in the end, that's been key. You've got to have all three. Any one of those pillars not work, and we talk a lot about sustainability today. You have a chain that's not sustainable if any one of those don't work.
You seem to suggest to the guys here and the ladies here that there is work yet to be done, can be done, can be achieved, that there's more to be gained with CAB.
Absolutely. We tend to look at this billion pounds that have been sold, and we're up now. That number represents, when you look at our certified head count, that represents more cattle than actually get qualified or graded as select today. And that would maybe raise a question, have we saturated the market? Honestly, as we look at the marketplace, we don't think that's the case at all. We see there's tremendous growth for prime. We see there's tremendous growth with this excess access to this high-quality supply. We have food service businesses and retail businesses that are growing their commitment to the brand because they know the product is there and they can have it 52 weeks out of the year.
As for what's ahead, how do we get our arms successfully around what's coming down the road toward us in the cattle business?
You know, that's kind of the million-dollar question, right? When you go back and that's all sounds wonderful. And this consumer, we understand this consumer, but understanding that the ranchers, the farmers that get up every day, they've got a business to run, and it's a complicated business, and they've got a lot of moving pieces and parts that have to be taken care of before they can worry about the consumer, right? Because that's several steps away. I do believe it really starts with genetics, making sure that you've got the genetics in your herd that can meet that consumer satisfaction while also doing it in a cost-effective way. I think that's awfully key. And today, with the advancements of the tools that are out there, the indexes, all the genomic advancements, we can do that with precision. We can do that with confidence that we're building the right genetic base into our cattle herds that meet that consumer demand and allow us to go about our day-to-day business on the ranch of making it run.
I guess for these breeders here, that starts with the type of bulls they're raising and the information they can give to their customers.
It is, and I think, like every part of our business, it has gotten more sophisticated. Farming is not what it once used to be. Production agriculture, there's more technology, there's more tools. And so it definitely is a challenge for cattlemen to keep up on all of these different advancements. But the tools that the American Angus Association has developed over the years, indexes that allow multiple traits to be put together and economically weighted to help cattlemen kind of sort through all of the data that's there, allow the registered breeders to kind of maybe distill some of that genetic potential down in a more easy to understand format has really been kind of the key, and it allows cattlemen to make progress and kind of sort through all of these new tools.
Mark McCulley with Certified Angus Beef. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.